international players away. Has everybody come back A-OK or not?
As you know, we had a big blow with Jordan Amavi, who had a big injury on his knee. He will be out for at least 6 months. He will have surgery next week. Then I'm still waiting for Carlos Sanchez and Brad Guzan. The other player came back without major problems, so they are only a little bit tired. We have no much time to between the games, between traveling to Everton, but it's quite the same for Everton also. So this is the way of football is now.
How much is the loss of Amavi, does it change your thinking or affect your thinking?
Yes, because Jordan has been playing very well since the beginning of the season. He's probably the French guy who settled in the most quickly in the team. And then now we have Kieran Richardson, who can play in this position. So, of course, it's a big blow. Jordan is a young player. He was playing for under 21 French national team. We have to adapt, and we need to be strong.
So on to Everton then. There were signs against Manchester City of a lot more of an organised approach from Aston Villa, and you've had a couple of weeks to get some work into the players that are here anyway. So how much progress do you think you've made in those couple of weeks that you've had to work with them?
You know, I was missing 7 players who started the City game, so it was not easy to carry on what we work previously. But I'm not playing only with 11 players. I've got a group of 26 players, and it was very important that during these 2 weeks we worked all together, the player we were that. I have a look as well at 2 or 3 young players from the academy, which is always interesting. They've got the opportunity to show to the manager where they are and who they are. And then, you know, I don't want to create any different tactics or different exercise every week. So we carry on working on the base. I try to work on the 3 sessions before Manchester City. And then I think it is important to carry on to work on the same basis.
Realistically, how much long or how sort of time span would we get before we see a Remy Gard Aston Villa as opposed to Aston Villa that was there before?
So I cannot answer really on that question. You know, I think I haven't got the same situation, the same players, the same kind of player that I had in Lyon, you know. So I just try not to say, for the moment, my concern is to know very well the player and say, how can I play the best with this group of player, you know. I mean in terms of tactics, in terms of animation, you know, I've got... I want to find the strongest player I have in that group and say, how can we manage to play with this, with this player, you know? And then it will take a little time to see what has changed. But my concern is not to that people see that... okay, this is now Remy Gard's team. I don't care about that. I just want we got results, you know. It doesn't matter how. I'm a manager who thinks that when you play a good football, you have more chance to win games on long term, I mean, you know. But for the moment, the urgency is to get points.
And it's Everton away, a side that in recent weeks anyway seems to have been settling into their groups in this season.
Yeah, it's. I mean, for the last 5-6 seasons, they have been doing very well, you know. So they are full of confidence. It's the manager has been working for 2 or 3 years with this team, and they have got a strong player. They play Europa League last season. This season they have only Premier League to play, so they are focused on that. They had a good start of the season, but. I watch a few games on Everton, and hopefully they are not invincible, you know, in football. On one game, maybe we can create a surprise.
What do you? I mean, you've just mentioned Everton. They'll provide a different type of game to Manchester City for you, far more physical, I would think.
Yes, but I would say that this is a team who like to have a lot of passing game. They like to keep the ball. They like to play on the width of the pitch. You know, it's not a direct play. They are able also to play on counter attack because they have good passer like Barry or Barclay for the speed of Lukaku and Deulofeu, of course. So there are a lot of quality players, but we are going to try to give them some problem.
Do you go to win the game, because points are very precious at the moment? Do you go to win the game or do you go not to lose it?
You know, it's always a balance. We'll see how the game is going on. What is important is to still stay in the game. I mean, to still have a chance to get some points, you know, not to be out of the game after 20 minutes. But you never know how games will go on. So we prepared very well that game, because I know that there is only 26 game to go, which is not a lot. 12 have been already played and we have only 5 points. So I agree with you. We don't have too many times to wait for having points.
The weekend's atrocities shocked the world. What about your French players? How have they been and have you had to deal with that?
We have been very close all together, but I mean not only the French player. I have to say that all the players in the team, like all the people in this country, have been tremendous of solidarity with the atrocity of what happened in Paris. And I think in that occasion, you have only to stick all together, to show solidarity, respect for the people who have so much suffered, all the victims. That's what we did. And now we have to focus only on football, to entertain people, to make them try not forget what happened, because you cannot forget. But for 2 hours to think anything else and to watch a good football game. The French players have been affected like the other, but we try to carry on.
What did you think of the respect shown to your country by the English football industry on Tuesday night at Wembley?
To be fair, it was tremendous, very emotional. I guess that if the attack happened in England, probably France would have shown the same spirit, the same solidarity. But it was very, very emotional. You could have seen all the players and Didier Deschamps and all the French staff being very touched, very happy. This is not the right word, sorry, my English is not.
Affected?
Yes, affected, very affected positively by this mark of solidarity. You know, England, everywhere in the world, all the people want to live in peace. And when you see that, it's tragic.
All those English supporters, word perfect, in singing La Marseillaise.
Yes, of course, it was... when I read that for the first time, that all the fans in Wembley will sing the Marseillaise, I had some very emotional thoughts, because it's... this is the way world should run, I'm not a child. I know that we live in a world where there is problem, but we should find solution in different way than attacking people when they are drinking a coffee on a terrace, So it was very, very nice to see that we can fight by peace to be all together in this situation.
Do you think it's brought the two countries together closer? Forget the football, forget sport. I mean, socially, emotionally.
Yes, I think so. I think so, because it's like, when you hear the news in France now, we are saying that we are in war, you know. So it's very important that you know in this occasion that you have France. And of course, England is, we are living in a different way than in France, than in Germany, than in Spain. But finally, we are all human people that want to live in freedom. And it's nice to feel that when you are attacked, that you are not alone, but you are with many friends around you. And what, to be fair, once again, what England have shown on Wembley was tremendous for us.